From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Masara Makati is reporting for the Times Union. Columbia County has added a translation function to its website following months of persistent advocacy by the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement. Brian McCormick, executive director of CCSM, said, and I quote, "The general issue for our community is that they don't have equal access to services, not only because of immigration status, but specifically because of language access," end quote. According to a review by the Times Union, the only other counties in the capital region with translation functions on their websites are Albany and Schenectady. The function allows content to be translated into more than 100 languages and is powered by Google Translate. McCormick said that with the implementation of the Green Light Law, undocumented immigrants can now obtain driver's license, making the gap between those with and without access to information and communication more pronounced countywide. Many Department of Motor Vehicle Services have shifted online during the coronavirus pandemic, leaving residents on their own. Previously, sanctuary volunteers provided in-person interpretation at the Warren Street DMV. McCormick said, and I quote, "It's really denying equal access to that information and road safety for not only undocumented applicants, but also everybody else on the road," end quote. The translation function has not only given county residents equal access to information, it has also allowed for a more efficient workflow in the county clerk's office. Columbia County Clerk Holly Tanner said there have been fewer missed appointments and confusion about services or documents required in the short time since the translation function has been added. The sanctuary movement is continuing to work, planning to take its language justice campaign to other institutions in Columbia County, especially law enforcement. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News is reporting American Airlines will not return to New York Stewart International Airport. The airline suspended its flights in October as it awaited aid from the Federal Payroll Support Program, but the company has determined service to and from Stewart Airport was not, and I quote, "financially viable for the foreseeable future," end quote. Spokesman Brian Metham said for that reason, American will not be returning to Stewart, Williamsport, Pennsylvania, or New Haven, Connecticut. Metham said the decision to terminate the service was difficult. American Airlines was the first commercial carrier to provide regularly scheduled service to Stewart in April 1990. When American began its commercial runs from Stewart, it operated routes to Chicago and Raleigh-Durham. In the following years, both of those routes were terminated. When America merged with U.S. Airways, it continued the Stewart to Philadelphia route until the COVID-19 pandemic crippled the travel industry early in 2020. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Diane Valden is reporting for the Columbia Paper, the Ancrumtown Board, November 19th, the same night it voted unanimously to solarize Ancrum, considered a request from the Copag Town Board to support a resolution detailing its opposition to the construction of Hegates Energy's Shepherd's Run solar project in Caryville. Ancrum Zoning Revisions Committee member Steve Oliha objected to specific language in the resolution. He said the statement, and I quote, "The installation of Shepherd's Run would destroy the property value of homes situated adjacent to the installation," end quote, is not accurate. He said, and I quote, "We've got to do something. Whatever we do is going to cause somebody pain, but we need to accept some pain for doing the right thing for the broader community," end quote. Board member Bonnie Hunt said, and I quote, "We have to support COPEC," end quote. "The developers are," and I quote, "putting it on prime farmland. I think it's too big," end quote. Board member Madeline Israel agreed, calling the project, and I quote, "massive," end quote. As a compromise, Ankrum Supervisor Art Basin proposed the board only adopt the portion of the resolution calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo, the state Senate, and the state assembly, and I quote, to adopt legislation that would meet the challenges of climate change without violating home rule and local zoning powers, and which would more fairly distribute the responsibility of confronting climate change among all communities throughout the state instead of placing the entire burden on small rural communities, end quote. The board voted unanimously in favor of the amended resolution. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.